Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Yeah. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, April 13th. 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brittany, how you doing? I want to jump right in. I have a couple things I've been kind of meaning to get to. This one, I don't know, Vin, this is up to you if you take this to heart or not. Some dietitian wrote in. I don't know if you were asking about this, but here's their unsolicited advice. Let Vinny know if his triglycerides were high. It could be an indicator he's eating too many refined carbohydrates. That must be what the doctor saw in his labs. I thought you said you were fine. When you eat too
I
many
did
carbs,
great.
No, there was the backup on the carbs, right?
Yeah, the doctor said I need you to lay off the carbs, and she had asked me, you know, how are things, and I absolutely admit to anybody who needs to know, I eat too much macaroni. In our house, it's one of those. It's the weirdest thing, and I'm not saying this because I would never want my daughter to hear this and think, oh, they're bummed out because I have, you know, a health challenge. But my daughter has a health challenge. And so everything is aimed at that kid.
Yep.
We're all feeding her whatever it takes. And then the rest of us are like, I'll just eat some mac and cheese. I don't got any time for making myself stuff. So that's what ends up happening. I don't know if most people who deal with whatever health challenge are also exhausted by it and find themselves just going, I'll just eat whatever. I don't even care.
Well, when it becomes all about the one person in your house who can't tolerate, because you can't even have that stuff, and you certainly don't want to eat it in front of the kid either.
Right.
That's when garage pizza becomes a thing.
Right. You know? So it ends up being this quick thing that I can shove in my head hole when no one's looking. And so that's what I end up doing. I've got to do better, though, period. And my wife is also feeling that sort of pinch. Like, we're both two people who love to exercise. We have tried to take care of ourselves, and we've done bad jobs on both ends. So without letting up the effort on our daughter's behalf, we have to do better on our own behalves. So that's what it just comes down to. And triglycerides, yes, it's pasta. And I talked
it's
to
carbs.
My doctor about
it's,
that.
They say
I know that.
Refined carbs. There you go. So this
Thank
person
you.
Is offering you advice if you want it. It sounds like you've gotten the message already.
Yeah.
I'm going to move that to the
Thank
red
you,
filter.
Though.
I would be interested if somebody had, access to Isla's thoughts on her mom and dad. If somebody could find her,
that'd be cool.
Find some audio.
Alex, see if you can find
that'd be super fun to just hear. You know,
I can just pause the show while you go find it, Brent.
Yeah, while she catches.
Yeah, out here.
She catches them out there in the garage, you know, eating ice cream by the gallon.
Oh, Bryn, don't you love Sarah's great ideas?
Oh, I love it.
She's full of them, man.
I just love it. I think it's great. I just love when she makes an appearance on the show. Her and Edie. I mean, Edie is downright mean. So is this not happening? I'm just gonna hint, and you're not gonna turn the effing machine on? Oh, that's right.
I'm here. What do you want?
Just wondering how it's going with your dad hiding food that he's eating from you.
Every once in a while, I do see him hopping from behind the garbage can with his chubby butt kind of chubby, chubby of dad bod, you know, same old stuff.
Are you ever tempted?
Ida's pretty hostile.
I know, she's hostile too. You must be bending down behind the trash and she's seeing your back biscuits, Vin.
You know, what I would respond, I wouldn't respond to, you know, Isla like this, but fake synthesizer voice Isla, I would say, I'm eating behind a trash can. Give me a goddamn break, okay?
Oh, I guess you're saying it's Isla's fault you're behind there.
This is what it's come to. I'm making an effort not to eat in front of you. How about you don't come find me all the time?
Hey, Daddy. I'm sorry. I love you.
She does love you.
Of course she loves
you. We've given you the kitchen and we're eating behind trash cans. How about you lay off?
Yeah, Isla.
Yeah, I lay off him. He's starving.
All right. See you later, Isla. You go.
Okay, bye.
All right. We promised we would do some bad advice. Let's get to it before right. Someone yells, oh, time's up.
Well, do you remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about a guy who had a dog barking problem? And this dog barks to high heaven. They went over there and the people were non-responsive. They said, we don't even have a dog. It was some bullshit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this person... It's not the right answer, but it's also not the wrong answer. And it really does sort of depend on the neighbor. So this person has written in how they solved their problems.
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Oh, so this barking. Isn't the original problem.
This is not the original
person with
problem.
It and what they did. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Bryn, while I read this, could you go into the red folder and see if you can find the original dog barking email?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, radio family. I live in an area where I'm literally surrounded by neighbors. I have approximately 7 neighbors within a rock's throw of my house. So a densely settled area. Many of my neighbors have barking dogs, but one in particular was a family that lives behind us. So their backyard is my front yard. Not sure how that works. I would think it would be like a backyard and to backyard thing, but whatever. I work nights and I sleep during the day. So the constant barking all day long was literally, second use of literally, driving me insane. I thought to myself, I will go over and I will talk to him like a good neighbor. So here's how it went. Me. Hi, I'm your neighbor on your back fence. Your dog barks constantly all day and it's a problem. What can we do to solve this problem? Him, dad of the family. I don't have a dog. Me. I can see your dog. Your backyard is my front yard. Little white thing never stops barking. Sound familiar? Him. No, I don't have a dog. Me. Let's play, motherfucker. So that day... I went down to my local Big Five and I bought 2 giant boat air horns. And every time the dog barked, I came out of my house, walked the 10 feet to the fence and blew the horn until they brought the dog inside.
Wow.
Took about 5 weeks and then they rehomed the dog. Or took it for a Chicago ride.
Mm.
Now, granted, several months later, they brought home another barking dog. But they're a lot better about it now. And when the dogs bark, they bring them in. Now, I know I sound like an asshole, but I went to animal control and you have to have two neighbors complain about the same dog and you have to write a barking dog log for over a month and then go to court, which I would have happily done had I had somebody else in the neighborhood willing to cooperate or corroborate, I guess, my annoyance with the dog barking, but no such luck. So bring on the fucking air horns. I would definitely give animal control, call animal control and get a report number and maybe a police report also, so it's documented, make sure they write down every time you talk to them, that you went to them and they did nothing. They give zero fucks. Say my name, Betsy. I'm Petaluma.
Luma. I posted, I pasted that original email
below. I see
below.
It there, yeah. So this is, to me, you're asking for someone to come burn your house down.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, she goes out in her backyard
with
air horns.
Okay. That's,
I mean, that's
I was
so upsetting.
That's pretty, it's a lot of work, but it sounds like it got the point across. I do think this is something I should mention, that people who work nights are fucked from go. They're fucked from go. And
you're
already at
a disadvantage.
It is a complete opposite lifestyle that takes a lot of energy to keep up. And really, it's I know there are people who like it. I hated it. I absolutely, every day was a drag. Like, even when I was up during the day, I was tired and worked. And yep. People would go surfing in the morning. And I'd be like, I'm tired. And I didn't know when to drink the coffee. I'm like, do I have coffee? So it's hard enough. A barking dog, I can see driving you insane. I get that.
Yeah, it is. It's no joke. Even if you didn't work overnights, you know, it grates on you. And I liked, as I started reading this, I was like, I actually really like the solution, which is I'm just going to go out back and blast air horns. But now you're the problem. And you think that maybe the neighbors were scared of this guy who was like, I don't have a dog. What are you talking about? Like, he just wouldn't own that he had a dog. That thing right there that I can see. Like that, I actually started to think, ooh, this could be danger world.
Well, I admire the stick-to-itiveness. There's a real relentless energy there with the, I will fight back. I am going to defend myself with giant boat horns.
Boat air horns.
Wow. Let's play, motherfucker.
Yeah, I like that. But she had to do it for 5 weeks.
Yeah, see, that's what
incredible.
I mean. She really, this person really put the energy into defending her sleepy time. And I get it. You do go crazy on those hours. It's crazy making.
So I don't know what to tell our original writer because she was going bananas too. But this person, this Betsy in Petaluma, does seem to know what the actual process is to get them to have to give up the dog. I don't even know what happens. Okay, so you get another neighbor to complain about it too and you guys go to court and you kept a log for a month. Then what? Well, they kill the dog? I don't think so.
Exhausting.
Yeah, it just sounds like, it almost sounds like there's no answer for it. Oy.
Well, the bummer is that there are people, and I'm assuming they had their heart in the right place when they went and rescued this dog, and then, you know, the dog comes home and you find out why the dog was up for adoption in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Because it never fucking stops barking.
Right.
No one ever trained the dog or took it to a vet to find out is it anxiety? Is it in pain? What is this dog's freaking problem? So sometimes maybe there's nothing, but other times there's something. You know, the dog comes from having been abandoned or having whatever.
Right. So, there's always something, right. But there's,
if you're going to have a dog, you got to be responsible for that. That is your dog. You don't get to say, I don't have a dog. Nah, you do.
You do. It's
we
right
both
there,
know you do. Stop
it.
Right. And I know you don't want to put any energy out, but then don't get a dog. Like, dogs need to be walked. They need to be fed. They need to be pet. They need to be loved. That's their whole thing. Don't have one if you don't have time for all the stuff I just mentioned.
All of it.
Including the training.
They're full time.
Another thing.
Absolutely. A dog that gets worked with all the time and knows who the alpha dog is and it's not them, they're great. They're like perfect, awesome pets. And then there's all the other dogs.
Me and Willa, my lab, we went through, I was with her for 15 years, and we went through a lot together. One of the reasons why I was hesitant and kind of against getting another dog is we don't have time for that. Like, dogs are a lot of work. When I had Willa, I was all alone. There was nothing that was, my time was me, Willa, and, you know, watching.
But for the first couple of years, you were also not really functional. So she got a lot of stuff.
It was when she was a really little puppy that was happening. I was still drinking, or I should say I was relapsing fairly regularly. So it was hit or miss as to whether I was giving her my full attention or sleeping for four hours at a clip. But the bottom line is, no, I was with her for 15 years. That was the earliest part of our time together, right after I left here. And my partner of that time took the dog that I already had. And my response was, I'll go get another one. That makes perfect sense.
That's what I need right now as I'm going through all of this, a dog to take care of.
Right. But it did end up becoming one of my deepest loves. I loved that dog.
And she loved you too. And she stared at you all day.
So I do think if you're not prepared to put the energy into a dog, please don't get one.
But the thing is, and I think this is the big problem, people think they are ready to put the energy in. Oh, I've thought about this and I'm going to do it and it's going to be great. And I've always wanted a dog and I'm never going to get bored of it. And I'm never going to be resentful that I have to leave the fun thing I'm doing to go home and whiz my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Well, some people really are dog people.
On the other hand, if you're a single person and you want to make sure that people have to come to you, there's your built-in excuse. I have a dog. I cannot come stay at your house.
Right. All right, I'll come and I'll drop my bags.
All right.
That gets old too, though.
Well,
it's like I'm just trying to
bitch about anything.
I suppose that's true. okay, we are just about out of time, but I did want to do this one. I feel like I'm getting a few out of my folder, and then tomorrow we'll go full on. Brand new, all the way across the sky, bad advice.
Good plan.
Please let Vinny know that my husband and I, both in our 40s, no kids, watched the movie Puss in Boots on his recommendation, and we loved it. And anyone who disagrees with Vinny's recommendation doesn't know what they're talking about. Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. I really feel like I don't want to ever do a movie review again after all the controversy I stirred up. I did after the fact, after I'd said what I feel about Puss in Boots 2. There's a few things out there, and it's not the first one, it's the second one. But I will say that I looked it up, and on Rotten Tomatoes, they say that it's as good as I say it is.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like 98% or something?
It was huge, right? It was like almost perfect.
It is 95%.
95%. On Rotten Tomatoes.
People do love it. Come on.
Maybe people were just trying to, get under your skin.
They're trying to pick it apart.
Yeah.
Well, look, cartoons are not for everybody. I'm really in that zone of life right now, and I will absolutely see a cartoon and be like, that's garbage or that's a masterpiece.
Right.
So for me, I love, and I hadn't seen the earlier Puss in Boots. So for me, it was just like, oh my God, this cat is hysterical. I love it. Yeah, I love all the stuff.
See it. It looks like the animation's kind of cool in it too, like a little bit different.
Yep, I love it. So anyway.
All right. Well, there you go. Puss in Boots, you guys. Don't watch it or do watch it, one or the other. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on Friday.
The end.